except for a couple places where there are auto repair shops. So we're the church where you can come and get your soul fixed and your tires changed at the same time. It's really kind of a special thing. So anyway, what I'd like to do is show you a little piece that PBS did on us a few years ago. What was really fun was they really didn't come at it from the theological perspective that we had, but they got the idea incredibly well. Perhaps a lot better than many Christians did in the late 90s and early part of the 2000s when they would hear about it and jump to some conclusions. A couple of things I want to tell you to note ahead of time when you watch it. You will look at some of the rooms and they're fairly crowded, and then you'll watch some interviews and there'll be only half the chairs set up. Something we do after every one of our services, and we started this, we had two Saturday nights and two Sundays. These have been so successful now. We have 23 worship options on a weekend that our people can go to when you count time, site, or ministry style. So thank you, Jesus. I've been able to drop back to one Saturday night service and two Sundays. But what we do is we set up every room except for North Coast Live, which a lot of people call a sanctuary. We set it up only halfway. And after the Saturday night service, we take it down, set it up halfway. First hour on Sunday fills up again, then we take it down and set it up halfway so that we're always in that zone of creating some energy in the room. The people that are coming a little bit late aren't having to go to the front, because if your church is anything like ours, people arrive early to sit in the back. Do they do that at yours? So anyway, that sometimes is a little bit of a disconnect. And then, that's about it. So they call us non-denominational. Actually, we're part of the Evangelical Free Church in America, but nobody in our church knows that either. So let's go ahead and show this.